Hello, folks. Welcome to the Solar Fit Renewable Energy Show. Bill Gallagher, we're with you again this morning. Another beautiful day in the Sunshine State. I'll give you a weather report. Nice. Really nice. That's the end of the weather report. I usually have my my co-pilot, Gloria, here today. She gives a more in-depth weather report, but it's pretty darn nice out. And I talked to some of my friends up in Illinois, and it's snowing, it's blowing, it's just like crazy. So we're so lucky to live in the Sunshine State. Got to give a shout-out to our friends at Daytona Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram for their loyal support through the years, particularly to our driver, Mr. Daniel Dye, full-time NASCAR Truck Series this year, part-time Xfinity Series, and they're off to Martinsville this week. And we call that the paperclip. It's a beautiful little track, and, man, I'll tell you this, it's racing at its finest. Unfortunately, we will be here. We won't be at the track this week, but probably catch them wherever they are next week. Maybe we'll go to Talladega. Who knows? Lots of things going on. Anyway, today, if this is the first time that you've tuned into us, we talk about renewable energy, environmental issues, sustainability, health issues, just about anything, and we love to talk to entrepreneurs, right? We're really, really passionate about this, and I have got the consummate entrepreneur with us today, Mr. Eric Libby. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. Looking forward to our time.
And I'm so glad that you actually came down to the show.
I did, yeah. I came down here today.
All the way from Palm Coast.
Yes, sir.
Was it a safe drive?
I think it was good, yeah. No, I saw one police officer on the way, pulled someone over, unfortunate, but besides that, we were clear sailing for us.
Wasn't you, though.
It right? wasn't me. Okay. Yeah, good thing it wasn't me, but I know it was an unfortunate. It looked like a truck out there or something.
I knew it wasn't you because you arrived on time. You didn't have tears in your eyes. You got tears in your eyes. That's, oh, my God. You know. But anyway, Eric, you have got the coolest business I think I've ever heard of, and I don't want to say this because they'll think that I'm stuttering, so I want you to tell them the name of your company.
Sure. It's the To-Do Dudes. The To-Do Dudes, yeah.
Okay. To-Do Dudes.
The to-do, like kind of like to-do list. Yeah. The to-do dudes, right?
And there's dudettes too, right?
Exactly. So dudes is kind of like when you say, we'll say, hey guys, right? So it's hey dudes. We have dudes and dudettes on our team.
Wasn't there a Beatles song called Hey Dudes?
I think it was Hey Jude.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounded familiar.
Yeah.
But this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And the reason that I'm really happy to have you with us today that I can think of hundreds of people right now off the top of my head that could use your services. Mm. So now that we've really kind of primed the audience, I guess we need to tell them what you do.
Sure.
To-do-do.
Yeah. So you want me to give my little elevator pitch?
I want to talk about I usually say, tell us about when you were growing up when you're young, but since you're still young, you can start wherever you want.
Okay, perfect. So I'll give a little pitch on the company, and then maybe I can share a little bit about the story of how it started, if that works.
Sure.
Perfect. So the concept of the company is connecting local students / young professionals to either homeowners or businesses that simply need an extra hand. So those projects include moving, yard work, housekeeping, furniture assembly, technology help, and other odd jobs. We really come in there as the extra hand to get a project done. We're your personal assistant. And like I said, you're hiring local students and young professionals in the area. So right now our team is anywhere between about 17 to 25 age range is who you'd be hiring for your projects. Now, if you want to hear the initial story, it's kind of cool how it started because I really had no intention of starting a business or didn't really consider myself too entrepreneurial. I think when I was younger, I had a couple lemonade stands or a couple of different, you know, mini entrepreneurial endeavors that I really didn't know would turn into anything. But it was just, I think it was the foundation, having that mindset kind of coming into the 2020 year when I first got invested into the To-Do Dudes. So the initial founding story is it was COVID year, and I was at the time living with my grandmother. Our whole family was living there. And so during COVID, obviously we were home a lot, which meant that grandma was going to leverage my time and she was going to have me doing chores for her around the house. So I would help her maybe taking things out of the back of her car, bringing it inside for her, maybe helping her organize her pantry. Now, one day she had 200 bags of lava rock dropped on her front driveway. And at first I was like, that's not a project for me, Grandma, is it? And she's like, yes, you're going to be doing that project. So I was an 18-year-old at the time, put in my headphones and, got to work helping Grandma out for the day. And the crazy thing is, she lives on a golf course over in Hammock Dunes of Palm Coast. It's a gated community there. And I kid you not, there were five people within about a two-hour time frame that stopped me asking me, hey, do you have a business card? Can you come help me detail my car? Can you help me plant a few plants around the house? Can you come just, I need an extra hand moving something from upstairs to downstairs. And, you know, the first one, two, three, I was like, yeah, happy to help. Didn't think anything of a business, but then finally realized there was five people in 2 hours. And it was almost just like I was being hit on the back of the head. Like, come on, Eric, let's go. There has to be an idea here. So got to the drawing board and started passing out flyers. And now it's been almost 4 years in business. May 14th, 2020 was our founding year. So we're coming up on 4 years here pretty soon.
That is amazing that you recognize after 400 bags. I like that. Yeah. What did you say? Your grandmother was trying to leverage your time. Now, who would have thought of that?
Yeah, that's right?
Just
helping out grandma.
Yeah, just helping out grandma. Well, that's how entrepreneurs are built, isn't it?
Yeah.
You find you see a need and you fill it.
That exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you really piqued my interest when you said detailing. So would you do car detailing?
A little bit of everything. Yeah. Where I would say our focus of our business niche is going to be a between a do-it-yourself at home and a professional service. So where we would come in for car detailing would be the customer has the supplies, the tools necessary, and just needs an extra hand to get it done. And that's pretty similar for almost all the projects we complete. Same thing with if we're helping move, the customer has the U-Haul, the tools, and we just come in as the labor. So you can almost think of us where we've really carved out our niche is it's a mile wide and then maybe a foot deep, right? So we're not experienced professionals. But we found a lot of our customers just need somebody that's going to show up on time, that's the labor to get a project done. So kind of answering your question, we would come in as long as the customer had the supplies to get it done, then we could help out with that.
I can think of so many things.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty wide.
All
yes.
You have to do is drive around the neighborhood and look in people's garages, and you know they need some help.
That's a perfect example.
Right?
Yeah.
So everyone comes home and they park your car again. Oh, this weekend I'm going to get to that. But weekend comes along and the ball games are on.
Right.
And it's golf time and just now it's the next week. Right.
You know what's funny, Bill, is there's a lot of times where we are hired. And the customer will say, I just need kind of a kick in the butt to get started on my project because I've been putting this off for months and I just need someone to hold me accountable. And it's like, perfect example is garage cleaning. I've been meaning to do this for a while. Now they have a schedule. It's like, okay, now I got to prep a little bit and spend some time and make sure I know where this is going. And then we come in there as just the extra hand, which they're looking for. But it's like, once you schedule that time, that's when nothing happens until you schedule that time and make a commitment, even to yourself, that you're actually going to get something done.
So do you have like a special fee for just the kick in the butt without the work?
No. It's actually a good idea.
We all need a kick in the butt.
That's a good idea. We do not at the time. At the moment, we do not.
Yeah, there should be. That's a niche for that. I said, listen, we'll come over and we'll let you know it's time to get up and let's go out
there. Just an accountability partner.
Exactly.
We can have like a subscription for that.
Start the time clock. But you have got the coolest group of people too. I'm actually looking at one of your flyers here, and very, very professional looking people. Of course, you're the most handsome, but there are other people here. Talk a little bit about some of your teammates.
Yeah. So when it originally started, it was just me hiring some of my friends that were really high school friends, neighbor kids that I knew. And I was like, you know what? I'm starting this thing. Started out very minimal at first. And then as we started to grow, we came out of just the hammock area of Palm Coast. We started to expand to Palm Coast, all of Palm Coast, and then now into Ormond, and then even a little bit into Daytona and St. Augustine. We're starting to get some requests in this area. And so now in terms of the team members we're bringing on, it started out as just that hammock or Palm Coast area. Now we're hiring people from Embry-Riddle. We have a couple from UNF North Florida, Flagler Palm Coast High School, Matanzas High School, Seabreeze High School. So, I mean, it's a lot of the high schools in the area, colleges in the area. And as we continue to grow, it'll be more and more colleges. And like my alma mater is Stetson University. So at some point going to DeLand and then a little bit more towards the Jacksonville area, Lake Mary area. There's a lot of opportunities and there's a lot of people out there that are looking for, I think students that are looking for a flexible, growth focused job when they're just getting their feet wet into the work environment. And then also too, just either the busy professional that doesn't have the time to do this work around their house, or senior citizens that are like, I just need an extra hand. I either don't have time or I can't do this type of work anymore.
So tell me, we have a fair number of elderly people in our community and they need a shutter put up, or they need maybe they need some yard trimming. So how would they contact you, and how would you find the right person for that?
Perfect. Yeah. So in terms of contacting, you can either go to our website, which is thetodododes.com. That's usually the best way. And it gets someone a little bit more knowledgeable on what we do. So you can look through some of the pictures, some of the reviews we have. In terms of how they actually schedule, they're either going to submit a request online, which will be at our website. You'll go to thetodododes.com, and then there'll be it'll say request a service, or call us on the phone. If someone's still into that intro phase, is not really sure how to proceed to the next steps, give us a phone call and we can walk through the process. If someone is, in terms of routing them to the right person, what we'll try and do is match based on the skills. So sometimes if someone requests a heavy duty moving job, we're going to put some of our high schoolers that are on the football team, some of our big linemen, right, on the project. So we'll try and route based on the fit for the customer. If they have a specific request based on what our team's capabilities are, their strengths. But in terms of actually how they book, they'll either call us or submit a request. We'll process it, get it on the schedule, and then based on whenever we schedule it, we'll show up right on time, whatever that agreed upon time is.
Well, you're filling a very important niche there. I got a question for
you.
Do you have any business cards?
Any business card? I do, yeah. In my car, I got some. I can bring some in here for you. Yeah,
so perfect. Our team, every day, all we do is we meet with our customer base and we talk about designing energy systems. Mm. But historically, they all have projects. And I'm thinking if we could have some of your business cards, and throughout when we visit with somebody, just say, hey, if you got a project, yes, can we help you market that way?
Right. Yes, 100%. And again, back to the need of our service, it's so wide. It's like you see somebody with some weeds in their garden or a garage that needs to be cleaned. Like, those are great signs. It's like, you just need an extra hand. You need somebody to kind of push you along and maybe help you out with this. It's a perfect example.
So is there a minimum number of hours? How does that work?
There is. So we have a 2-hour minimum. And the reason we have that in place is just to protect our team for drive time, because they can be coming anywhere from Palm Coast all the way to Daytona. And so sometimes that can be up to a 45-minute drive. So what we do encourage in terms of, to say it's a 15-minute job, I'm sure there's other things around the house that you can also find. Like, if it's 15 minutes, I just need something moved from upstairs to downstairs. Well, how about we weed your garden while we're here? How about we help you organize your garage, organize your pantry? Do you need your counters wiped down? So because we're so versatile, there's a lot of projects in between that maybe it wasn't expected at first, but we always say, like, what else can we help with while we're here? So we do have a 2-hour minimum. And then sometimes, because we're an hourly rate, it's tough to predict, all right, this project's going to exactly take me 5 hours to book, which is a common question our customers will ask. Well, how am I supposed to know how long a mulching project will take? With our flexibility of pricing that we have, if someone, say, books a 4-hour project, only takes them 3, but they just booked the 4 just to be safe on time, we'll only charge them for the time we're actually there. So as long as it's above our minimum of the 2 hours, they book 4 hours, it takes them 3, we only charge you 3 hours. So we want to maintain a very flexible model for our team members and also our customers. Sometimes the hourly can be tough to estimate perfectly right on the number. Nobody knows a mulching project is going to take 3 hours and 43 minutes, right? Yeah. So we try and give a little bit of flexibility in there, and that's kind of how we do that.
Yeah, mulching is. How about commercial? Do you do commercial or just residential?
We've done a couple commercial. It's been primarily residential up to this point, but there has definitely been businesses that we've helped with. I can even think a couple weeks ago we helped a local business move some equipment from one of their stores to another, and we helped them load a U-Haul for it, go to the next location. For yard, big projects, not as much, but it's been primarily households, but maybe something to get into at some point.
Well, I think so. You know, some of our good friends own storage facilities. Andy Clark owns All Aboard Storage, and you know, you think it's really funny, here in Florida, we don't have basements. And everybody up north has basements, and they also have attics. They have all sorts of. When they come down to Florida, they got to bring it all, right?
That's right.
They've got trailers and stuff. When they get down here, whoa, I don't have room. So they end up going to our friends, and
right.
So that might be a good thing for you too, to you know, work with Andy and his team and help unload these materials into these storage facilities.
I know we've actually helped a good amount of customers at the All Aboard Storages. Yeah. We've left some flyers there, and they've been gracious enough to pass them out to some of our customers. So I think it's still, even though, and maybe that's more the play, is like going to the businesses and then they're referring to their customers, which has been a lot of the cases which has happened. But yeah, we've gone to those all aboard storages. They've given us our flyers to the customers, and we've helped people at those facilities, which has been nice for
sure. Brilliant. Yeah. So what did you study at Stetson?
This is actually a really funny topic if we were to go deeper on this, but I studied entrepreneurship, which is kind of ironic if you're a business owner. You don't necessarily need to go to school, but I did learn a lot of lessons throughout that. But I started my business in 2020 before I went to Stetson, studied entrepreneurship and sales when I was there, graduated in December of 2022, and then now I've been working on the business for about a year and 4 months full time.
Well, let's see. I think you belong on the Shark Tank. I'm going to call these guys up and say, hey, look at this. This is brilliant. This is brilliant. I can't believe we're already through the first half. Folks, we have to take a short break. Stay with us when we come back. Eric is going to tell us how we can help you in your home. We'll be right back with you.
Hi, folks. Bill Gallagher with SolarFit here. Have you ever thought about utilizing solar power for your home or business? Well, there's never been a better time to plug into the sun and stop renting electricity. How would you like to let your roof start paying you each month? Give us a call at 445-7606. That's 445-7606. Or visit us at solarfit.com and set yourself free.
SolarFit your life and set yourself free with the sun's free energy.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Solar Fit Renewable Energy Show. I'm here with my friend Eric Libby with the Two Dudes.
That's there we go.
That is so cool. I love that. It just rolls right off your tongue after you say it like 19 times.
Memorable, too, right?
It's memorable. It is, sure. You know, during the break, Eric and I had a chance to talk about something, and boy, I'll tell you, the light went on. He told me that they now have a tech department. So tell us how that would work with your customers.
For sure. Yeah, Bill. So this is something that we released, and I believe it was September of 2023. So we're now about 6 months or so, somewhere in that ballpark, since we launched this department. And it's a little bit of an add-on to the current service offering of the To-Do Dudes. And it's a little bit more specialized than some of the other ones. We have a team member on board named Luis. He focuses on the tech needs for our customers. So that's going to be anything from setting up a printer, helping with your smartphone, maybe certain shortcuts on your phone. Maybe there's apps you've had major problems with, you just can't figure out how to use. Helping with your computer. Maybe it's something like a Roku, YouTube TV, some of your subscriptions you've had a problem with. As we move more and more towards the digital environment for our homes, it's getting tougher to manage all of the tools, resources that we have that we're just expected to know as we kind of come into this new age, this new environment. So where we come in, it's a lot of those household tech. And just as a summary, it's going to be the phone, the printer, the computer, the TVs, maybe Wi-Fi, things in that ballpark.
So important. You know, you think of something as supposedly simple as Netflix, and they try to put on Netflix, and they can't get the thing to work.
Right.
What's wrong with this thing? And
then
exactly. They find out that
something
isn't plugged in, the modem isn't working, but those things are so valuable. So if they hired your folks to come out and do that, and they had the 2-hour minimum, I guarantee they'll find something out there. Is it still 2 hours for that?
It is. And actually, interesting thing on that, too, is with the other projects, what I'll highlight is when something needs to be cleaned, you know what needs to be cleaned. When something needs to be moved, you know it needs to be moved. When weeding needs to be done, you know the area that needs to be weeded. Technology almost has this depth into it that you don't really know the problem until you really dive deep into it. So many times, I'd say probably over 50%, maybe even more, maybe closer to 75%, there are times where we'll go out there and help with a tech project, and then we realize there's another underlying problem, and then we help with something that wasn't even on the original project list because it's like, oh, like your phone isn't set up this way. Let's do this and speed up the efficiency of how you use your iPhone or your Android cell phone. So it's almost like this depth to it. We do have a 2-hour minimum, but what I'll say is we do also have a policy because tech is this kind of, sometimes it's not perfectly defined what the issue is, that if we do fix nothing within the time that we're there, you pay nothing for your service. So because there's sometimes not a finite solution to the tech problems, we just have it in there as just assurance that we'll come out there and we'll try our best. If for some reason we don't solve anything, which is very atypical, but there is times where we can't help, the customer will pay nothing.
You know, which brings another idea to my mind of the big box store selling LG TVs. and they everyone goes and they see that TV out there. Man, this is brilliant. They go, now what? Okay, who's going to install this thing? Who's going to make sure that it's properly set up? You guys would be perfect for that.
Yeah. I mean, the TVs, as long as if it requires a setup with assembly of tools, maybe installing it in a wall, if they have the tools to get that part done and they just need it to be programmed, the remote to be set up, make sure that the Netflix is on there, the Spotify, if they listen to music on their TV, if that's the stuff they need set up, that would definitely be within our wheelhouse for sure.
So again, you got my mind going here. So we're all to one of these big box stores. Well, I'm not going to name either one like that, but the guy picks out a TV and, they have the tools. If they have the TV delivered to their home, can your team install it, or is that too much for a one-person job? Or depends, probably.
I think it depends, yeah. Because when it comes to installation, and that's where we're going back to the first portion of the podcast here, Bill. We are kind of the in-between, the do-it-yourself and professional service. So if it's more of a handyman, it needs drilling into a wall. It needs, I mean, finding the studs and you know, a little bit more technical on that front. If a bracket needs to be installed, I mean, the skill level is going to be the 17 to 25, the young professionals. So in some cases, that portion of it, there is maybe a little bit of a gray area.
Right, gotcha.
But when it comes to the programming of the actual TV, that is where we are going to be able to provide a lot more value. But a lot of times, even back to the installation with the brackets and getting the TV actually on the wall, there's times where customers are like, I know exactly what I need to do. I just need another guy to help me lift this onto the wall, and this is what we're going to do. Yeah. And that would be more our use case for our company.
That is cool. Talk a little bit about the core values of your company. That's pretty interesting.
Yes, for sure. So obviously you saw we have five core values. So accountability, leadership, community, growth, mindset, and positivity. So I think we developed or really got more invested in this in 2023. I believe it's the beginning of 2023. And one of the things I found is you have to be in business very specific about what you are not. Because if you are everything to everybody, you are really not very valuable to the marketplace. And so the five core values, while we're not perfect, we try and make our decisions around there. We try and establish our onboarding process, our vetting process, back to the accountability, the growth mindset, and positivity. Those are three great examples. If they're not showing up on time to the interview, they're probably not going to show up on time to the customer's house. If they come in very low energy to the interview, they're probably not going to bring high energy when they go out to a customer's home. So we're looking at that from the beginning, and we really try and even double down on our commitments to our customers. So accountability is a big one for us, which is one of the biggest problems in the home service industry that we've heard. And this is what I think has actually helped us grow and build a business is the problem I hear is, I have hired all of these people and they don't show up at my house. And it's showing up is like it's literally probably 90% of the entire service. It's like, it's surprising to me, but I've gotten people that are like, wow, you're here on time. I'm like, yeah, we scheduled a time for 3:00 today. And so to even double down on that promise and that commitment, especially as we get bigger, because we want to stay committed to those core values. We have another policy. It's our accountability discount that if we show up even a minute behind, we'll give you $10 off your appointment. So there's been a couple of times where we've shown up 5 minutes late, which I mean, maybe to some is not crazy, but to us, if we're 5 minutes late, you get $10 off automatically. So it's on time every time. That's what we guarantee. On time every time. So we just, it's a way for us to stay committed and to have a direction with our business rather than being the everything to everybody, which really solves no problems.
Yeah, you really hit on something, Eric. That's a secret most people don't know, particularly down here, is, you know, if you're 5 minutes early, you can never be 5 minutes late. Mm. And our people are trained to, you know, show up on time, show up 5 minutes early, apologize for being early. You know, you'll always win the business because the rest of the folks don't see that like that.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You've uncovered the mystery of entrepreneurship.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it's a simple value, but it's the amount of upside there. It's like just so many people just don't do it. And it's like, just show up and you'll see, watch what happens. People will be surprised. You're already building goodwill by just showing up on time or even a few minutes early, it's like they're wowed from the beginning, and then you just keep that consistent. It's like you're way ahead of any other company.
So how do you recruit your folks?
So a lot of it, especially at the beginning, was friend of friend, word of mouth, which was huge for us. As we have expanded into Orman, starting to get into new schools, new markets, we started to target some of these job fairs by Daytona State, Embry-Riddle. Even some of the high schools have had job fairs, which has been big for us to just get exposure and then show people the value that we can offer as an employment. Mm-hmm. I like to say that we have two customers. It's the customer that we serve that we're actually helping, but then our customers are also our field team members that we want to make sure that we're providing value to them, that they're able to grow with us, that this is a flexible opportunity, that it's not the repetitive, mundane, same thing every time. So going to those, showing kind of the value there at the schools, the guidance counselors, and in other areas like that. And then we try and direct them back to our Instagram and Facebook pages just so they can stay up to date with our culture and some of the stuff that happens behind the scenes. And I'm always really confident once they see kind of the background of like what goes on behind the scenes, that they'll get more interested in what we're doing at the To-Do Dudes.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And, you know, as we mentioned a little bit in the break, the perfect folks that can benefit from your business model are realtors, because mm-hmm. realtors sometimes will show up to a house and the owner of the house is so used to have it in a certain condition that they don't recognize mm-hmm. it's not as glamorous as they would like.
Right.
So if they bring you in to your team in to, you know, clean it up and make it look real nice, everybody wins. The house is worth more value, right, and everybody wins.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Realtors have been a big connection for us for sure. And I mean, there's just a lot of, when you think about the prep time going into selling a house, or you have new homeowners, you think you want to get the house cleaned up, or house cleaning, you want to get the yard all tidied up to take pictures before you list the house. I mean, getting prepped for a move. And it's just, as a realtor, you have that relationship with us that we can be versatile in whatever you need to help get set up before it actually happens. And, you know, it's a lot of times it's them trying to coordinate with all these other handymen and almost project manage, where we can just come in as just, we're going to be your extra hand. What are all the scope of the project? And we can be your one-stop shop for a lot of those projects before you list a house, or when you have new homeowners, and really taking care of them, going the extra mile as a realtor.
Is there a maximum number of hours that they can employ your team for?
In like one day, or what do you mean by that?
Like, yeah. Is it like 8-hour shift, 4-hour, whatever like that?
Probably 8 hours is usually the that's like a full day work. So we'll start at 8 a.m. in the morning, and then we'll go to either 5 or 6 o'clock, depending on the need. The team would just probably take a lunch break middle of the day, but yeah, somewhere probably in that range. 8 hours is probably when someone requests a full day, that's usually what we go, 8 hours.
And Eric, you have such a valuable service. I know people listening in today are going to want it. We're almost out of time. How can they reach you?
Yes, for sure. So there's going to be three ways I would suggest getting in touch. The first one would probably be our website. So it's going to be thetodododes.com. And on there, you can book a service with us, find out more information, some of our core values, as Bill touched on, the to-dos, the to-don'ts. The next one is going to be our phone number. It's 386-597-0722, which is also listed on our website as well. We can talk about your project, get your needs figured out, and make sure that we're a good fit for you if you are looking for that service. And if you want to stay in touch with us and find out a little bit more about the culture behind the scenes, get some of the updates, see some of the dudes and dudettes behind what we're up to, some of the fun things that we're working on, some of the cool projects we're doing, you're going to want to go to our Facebook page. It'll be a great way to connect with us and stay up to date. We run some promos on there sometimes, highlight some projects, and then even some behind the scenes on who our team is, so you know the people that are coming out to help you out.
Oh, boy. Eric, this is fascinating. Okay, folks, gonna end this shortly. I want to tell you, if you have parties or events, if you need cleaning done, if you need yard work, moving, lifting, tech help, they cover the gamut of it, and they are awesome. Thank you so much, Eric, for joining us today, man, and continued success.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate your time.
Oh, and by the way, we are going to use your services.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
Folks, we're going to sign off for now. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe out there, and we'll talk to you next week.
SolarFit Renewable Energy Radio Show, paid for by SolarFit.